And because the business is Chitta consciousness, therefore there is no difference between the external teacher and the internal. Because teaching is the same. Therefore, Krishna Chakravarti Asadharitena Samasthashastra. All the shastras, the spiritual master is accepted as directly Hari, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because he is carrying directly the message of Hari. Then again it is explained, then Mahavadi says, then I am God, because I am carrying the message of Krishna Chakravarti Krishna. No. Hintu Prabhu Japriya Eva Tasta. Not that he has become Prabhu or God, but he is very dear, very Hintu Prabhu Japriya Eva Tasta. He is carrying an important message. So he is very confident. And because he is very confidential, very he is not devotional. Somebody tries to ask somebody to do something very confident. So that means he is identical with him. Otherwise, how can I trust? Therefore, it is clear, not like Mayavadi. But because I have been defeated by Krishna to carry some message, not that I have become, but I am equal. Because the business is the same. Krishna says, Sarvadhanman Prasadja Mami Kam Sarvabhat. And the spiritual master says the same thing. Sarvadhanman Prasadja, just an energy Krishna. Therefore, message being the same, their identity, the person or I. But not identical in the Mahavadi saying that he has become the God. No. He is not God, but he is the most confidential servant of God. This is personal. Because spiritual master has to be accepted. Sakadhari, directly, is the true person of the Godhead. Therefore, the so-called spiritual master should not be pasta that I now have become so. This is not to be accepted. He is most confidential servant of God, Krishna. Therefore, to be careful and accept me as good as God. But therefore, to conclude on it, simultaneously one and become. Asinta Vedana. Is different thing. The spiritual master is confidential servant or the servant God. Sri Vishaku is servant God. It's like in scripture, like what they say, the father and the son. This thing. Is it not? Yes. That's the reason. Here, he is father and son, or the spiritual master of God. They're same, but at the same time not same. As a parent, this is called Asinta Vidhara, it's Satsang. Simultaneously, it's me, one and different. I think the system is like that. Son, God, Holy Ghost. That seven years, the one and different, is that? But that is the problem. Tatkar haritema samasthasri yutasthasalam bhadayiva sabhi kintu prabhu jasriyaya. So, we can interpret when the Christian people say, yes, just as it is only stuff. So we can interpret, of course, it's not well to interpret. We can take it. But anyone who becomes confidential, just like father says, he has got many sons. One son who is very obedient, he says, he is my only son. So others are lost. Does he not, the father says something? Actually, he is my son. sometimes other children. But that does not mean that he has got only one son. He has got many sons, but all of them are useless, worthless. He is only son of them. Srila, the statement is there by Tulsida. He says, Tulsida says something in this poem, that the food, the sun, and moon, the unit, they come through the same soul. Just that. Food and mood. Food means sun, and mood means unit. So when we beget sun, the same genitor, when we pass urine, the same genitor. Sun is liquid. So see that says it's very nice. The food and mood, they're coming from the same source. So if food, if he is devotee of the Lord, then he's food. If he's Lord, then he is mood. Then he's mood. If the son after beginning son, if the son does not become devotee, then he is as good as mood, as fast beating. Mood from, he says. It is less than mood. Because mood I pass, it is the obnoxious thing that is gone out, that it is present. It is present. The bad man, the constant beginning is from mood from. But these are very instructive. Why is it that everyone is son of God, but someone who is acting as real son of God, he claims, he is my own. It's not that God is limited to produce only one son, but God has unlimited. He is unlimited. If an ordinary man can beget hundreds of sons, just like this is also. There are many instructions. It was there. These are there. So I got to be restricted to beget only one. I asked this question just to some scriptures. So God is limited and unlimited. He says unlimited. Then why you are restricted? Limited one son. He says no. You know that. Why you need? He's unlimited. Ordinary person can be there. And there is a son. Why God unlimited? He will be restricted one son. The interpretation should be, anyhow, that could be that way. That he is his devotee, then he is son. Otherwise, it is easy. The God has begotten me many times. The only what the son was, he said, sir. He said, interpretation. Because he was giving studies to the Lord, to the Father, throughout the message of God. So our interpretation is not that God has got only one, but he is only worthy. All has moved. Anyone who is not God's son, just picks up on mood for him. Then, it is the Bhagavan.
To achieve success in life, one should follow the example of Lord Brahma, the first living creature in the beginning of creation. After being initiated by the Supreme Lord, to execute tapasya, he was fixed in his determination to do it.
Yes.
And although he could not find anyone besides himself, he could rightly understand that the sound was transmitted by the Lord himself. Brahma was the only living being at that time, because there was no other creation, and none could be found there except himself. In the beginning of the first canto, first chapter, first verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, it is already mentioned that Brahma was initiated by the Lord from within. the Lord is within every living entity as a supersoul, and initiated Brahma, because Brahma was willing to receive the initiation. The Lord can similarly initiate everyone who is inclined to have it. As already stated, Brahma is the original spiritual master of the universe, and since he was initiated by the Lord himself, the message of Srimad Bhagavatam is coming down by the triple succession, and in order to receive the real message of Srimad Bhagavatam, one should approach the current link, or spiritual master in the chain of the triple succession. After being initiated by the proper spiritual master in that chain of succession, one should engage himself in discharge of tapasya in the execution of devotional service. One should not, however, take himself on the level of Brahma to be initiated directly from the Lord by the Lord from inside, because in the present age, no one can be accepted to be a pure Brahma. The post of Brahma to officiate in the creation of the universe is offered to the most pure living being, and unless one is so qualified...
Yes, it is in part. Who becomes Brahma? A very exalted living being, pure. He is entrapped. That he will become Brahma. Brahma is also living being. Because it's very pure, this Brahma force is sometimes not available because there is no such pure living being. So Krishna becomes himself Brahma sometimes. Right.
The post of Brahma to officiate in the creation of the universe is obviously the most pure living being, and unless one is so qualified, one cannot expect to be treated like Brahma directly. But one cannot have the same facility to unalloyed devotees of the Lord, and scriptural instruction, as revealed in the Bhagavad Gita and the Srimad Bhagavatam especially, and also the bona fide spiritual master available to the sincere soul. The Lord himself appears as spiritual master to a person who is sincere in heart to serve the Lord. Therefore, the bona fide spiritual master who happens to meet the sincere devotee should be accepted as the most confidential and beloved representative of the Lord. The person is posted under the guidance of such a bona fide spiritual master and may be accepted without any doubt as a desiring person and achieve the grace of the Lord.
Thank you.